Good morning, a Thursday morning. We are with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
A story today about an environmental group and gas pipelines. Explain, sir.
We have an environmental group here that's making a bit of a national splash. Otsego 2000 has been around since 1980, and the first couple of decades it focused on the Otsego Lake watershed, James Fenimore Cooper's Glimmerglass. It succeeded in having the KV lines routed farther west. It created the largest National Historic District in the country, including all the towns around the lake. It blocked plans for a huge boat launch at the state park that would have put hundreds of more boats on the lake on summer weekends. Since the fracking fight, it's been focused on derailing natural gas projects, in particular a compression station in Herkimer County, about 10 miles north of the county line, along a pipeline operated by Dominion Transmission. Now, 2 years ago, FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, approved the plan, and Otsego 2000 immediately appealed. Meanwhile, Dominion went ahead and built the station. This past May, 2 years later, FERC rejected the appeal 3-2, Republicans versus Democrats. Inserted in its decision, the FERC majority declared it would no longer consider upstream and downstream impacts, and since then it's been applying that precedent nationally to other decisions. Upstream means that before making a decision, it has to assess the greenhouse gas emissions created by any resulting new coal mine or gas well. Downstream means assessing how much GHG, as they call greenhouse gases, will be emitted by final users, houses and factories, for instance. Otsego 2000 was aghast. According to the Federal Administrative Procedures Act, any new regulation or regulation change has to be published and undergo public hearing and public input before being approved. FERC or any other federal agency, Otsego 2000 says, just can't create or change a regulation. Since only Otsego 2000 was involved in FERC's decision, we're the only ones who can challenge it, although it has nationwide impact, Otsego 2000 Executive Director Ellen Pope told me. If allowed to stand, it will affect FERC review of pipelines and gas plants and coal plants anywhere in the country. So a week ago Monday, our little Otsego 2000 sued FERC in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, a step below the U.S. Supreme Court, and that set environmental advocates on fire. This past Monday, six attorneys general, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, but as far away as Washington State and Oregon, plus the District of Columbia, filed Friends of the Court briefs supporting Otsego 2000. And Tuesday, the National Sierra Club filed an amicus brief as well. And I'm sure there will be more to follow. Michael Sussman of Orange County, who, as you know, David, ran for Attorney General on the Green Ticket this fall, has taken on the case.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and much, much more. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Jim, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.